T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The problem here, not that it's a problem, but it's a problem for the prosecutor, is that the only way they can find this guy, Eric Kay, guilty as charged, they got to be able to prove that the drugs he gave Tyler Skaggs are the drugs that killed Tyler Skaggs. And he has said that he was in the hotel room with Skaggs the night before and that he snorted a line of something. And he has insisted the line, whatever he snorted, that was not what I gave him. Now, I don't know how you end up proving that or not proving that, but that's the challenge for the prosecutor. Can you prove not only that Tyler Skaggs died of, with all these drugs in his system, but did he die as a result of the drugs this person gave Tyler Skaggs? And so I'll let the prosecutors and the lawyers figure that out, but imagine one day you're just setting up Mike Trout interviews and now you're facing life in prison because you were supplying fentanyl to a 27-year-old pitcher. Like, what in the world are we talking about?
Story number 4.
We had competing town halls last night in what is genuinely a surprise.
Yep.
More people watched Joe Biden's town hall than Donald Trump's town hall. Joe Biden had 14.1 million viewers on average for his town hall on ABC, whereas President Trump had 10.6 million on NBC, another 1.74 on MSNBC, and another 671,000 on CNBC. So it totaled about 13.1 million, about a million less than Joe Biden's. And so I think one obvious explanation for this is, because on its surface, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, I think the president's a maniac. I still watched his town hall just because I thought it would be more interesting. Mm-hmm. And it was, probably. Trump's was 1 hour. Biden's was 2. I wonder how many people did exactly what I did, which is watch Trump for the hour, and then it's over.
Flip over.
And then you flip over to Biden's, and so that pulls his average up. I would assume that had to play a role in this, but either way, if we're just basing on an average number of viewers for Trump's town hall, average number of viewers for Biden's town hall, Biden had a bigger number than Trump, which gave Biden's campaign national press secretary TJ Tucklow the opportunity to brag about ratings the way the president often does. And here's what he tweeted earlier today. Turns out more people, this is a quote, by the way, don't tweet me on this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Turns out more people last night were interested in watching a leader with a clear plan to get this pandemic under control and Americans back to work than the same combative, chaotic liar whose incompetence got us into this mess, regardless of how many channels he was on. In tweet. So, that's that, and now we wait for next week's debate, if it goes off as scheduled. And then we all get the vote. And early voting numbers are up drastically all over the country, which is encouraging because we live in America. And if we are legally allowed to vote, you should vote. And so I encourage everybody to vote. I don't believe we have early voting in Mississippi. So I have to go like on the actual day, which I will. But
same.
For the people who are able to get out there and vote early, if you can, knock it out, and it certainly seems like millions and millions more than ever in many states and communities are doing that right now. Jeff Calkins up next.
Breakfast in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
The fall weather has hit, football season is here, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis, as are new five-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is three measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Introducing another Fitz exclusive, the all-new Link Lounge. The Fitz just added a lot, I mean a whole lot, of new hold and spend Link progressive slots and put them all in one glorious place, the Link Lounge. Lightning Link, Dragon Link, Liberty Link, Dollar Storm, the most penny progressive Link slots in one spot. Think of it as your own special happy place. Brilliant. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
So I've had a lot of people asking me lately about Xfinity Internet. You know, it's so critical that you have a reliable internet connection right now. And with so many people still working from home and kids around town doing virtual learning right now, it is more critical than ever to have a secure, reliable internet connection in your home. And trust me, I know from years of being a customer, you're going to get that with Xfinity Internet, because Xfinity Internet is delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So you can rest assured that you're getting the reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all of your devices. And they've got a variety of speeds to choose from. So if you go to Xfinity.com now, you can find the right speeds and prices for your family's needs and to fit your budget. And when you sign up, I highly recommend you get the XFi Gateway. It helps keep your Wi-Fi fast, even when everyone's online, streaming, and gaming all at the same time in your house. Plus, it allows you to control your home Wi-Fi from anywhere with your phone, auto-connects you to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, and provides you with advanced security to block online threats and protect every connected device automatically. So what are you waiting for? Get the peace of mind like we did. Get Xfinity Internet. It is the most reliable internet connection out there. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
What I wonder is the heart full of hope.
For more than 40 years, we did not know what happened to Helene Przinski back in Colorado in 1980. But now we do, Bennett, and that's the focus of tonight's Dateline at 9 Central. I've got a preview during dinner to go, but right now he's an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP. How are you? Hold on, mate. There's some banging going on in my house.
Well, it's about time you got back to that.
Okay. Anyway, So I'm good, GP. Thanks for asking.
Are you surprised? I ask this like sincerely. Are you surprised that more people on average watched Joe Biden last night than Donald Trump?
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. I mean, the one thing we knew was that that Trump was going to crush him in the ratings. Like I'm 100% stunned, and I just have to wonder if, you know, if Trump's, the way that he's sportified politics, is cutting back on his ratings now. You know, all that. I don't like politics and sports mixing, and maybe, you know, the way that he's gotten involved in sports and dragged sports and the Super Bowl, you know, whatever, the NFL into politics, I think it's hurting his ratings. And that, you know, I don't know how one can argue it. It's right there, you know.
His ratings are suffering. He should have listened to himself.
He shouldn't mix sports and politics. You know? Like, he just can't do that. No, I don't actually get it. It's funny because, like, Rush Limbaugh, sometimes I listen to Rush to see what Rush is saying, right? And Rush Limbaugh was saying, well, of course it makes all the sense in the world because people can listen to the president any day of the week, and yet they don't really – well, the way he would say it, he says, you know, Joe's been hiding in his basement. And so they wanted to hear what – people wanted to hear what Joe had to say. I watched about 10 minutes of Trump and about 45 seconds of Biden. That's what I watched, yeah.
Oh, well, like, so we were upstairs, and I had I had both town halls on,
yeah,
plus baseball, but okay. I had the volume on Trump. And then when Trump would go to commercial, Kelly would be like, all right, let's hear what Joe Biden's saying. Then we'd flip, and then I'd be like, all right, that's 3 minutes. They're probably coming back from commercial. Let's go back to Trump. So we were mostly watching the Trump town hall as opposed to the Biden town hall. I wonder if this is what happened, because the way these numbers are presented is on average.
Right.
Trump was 1 hour. Biden was 2 hours. I wonder if what happens is they more or less split the audience in that 1 hour. And then, you know, a good percentage of people say, okay, I'll watch the second hour of Biden, and that pushed his average number up above Trump's.
I guess. I'm astounded by the thing, I'll be honest. I don't think there's any explanation. I mean, it's just the level of, I mean, people like conflict, right? They like, look, what's going to happen next? And there was no really what's going to happen next watching Biden. Like, watching you know, watching Trump and Savannah go after it. What's her name? Savannah Guthrie.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, she was great. But it was like, it was exciting. You know, it was like, it was tense.
Because
okay?
he gets so mad. He's like, I knew you were going to do this. You do this every time. He was talking to her like it's not a town hall. It's just, the whole thing's bananas. I mean, it really is. The whole thing's just bananas.
I mean, when she said, my favorite line, of course, was when, because he had retweeted something that was just 100% false, right? And she said, well, like, why did you retweet that? He said, oh, no, well, why did – he didn't – yeah, he retweeted something. She said, why did you tweet that? He said, I didn't tweet that. I just retweeted that. There's a lot of issues out there. I think people – like – and she said, well, yeah, like, but you're not some crazy uncle. And it was just the best line. That's it. Like, you were the president of the United States. When you retweet something, it should be because it's true, not just because, well, this is kind of a fun theory. And then, of course, as you pointed out this morning, he actually retweeted a parody story as fact, which was that Twitter had been shut down to stop, to protect Joe Biden, which was a parody story that Trump tweeted as fact. So it was, I mean, I actually thought Trump was good, though. Like, he didn't get angry like he was. I think everyone would acknowledge, and not everyone didn't, but it was hard. It's hard not to understand in that first debate. It was a bad look for Trump. I didn't think last night was a bad look at all. I thought he was, I mean, understanding that he is what he is, right? But he sort of held his, I thought he basically kept his cool, and, you know, I didn't think he did a bad job.
My favorite part was when she asked him to denounce QAnon. And he said he couldn't denounce QAnon because he doesn't know anything about it. And then he immediately told you everything he knows about it. Like, it was just amazing. he was like, I don't know anything about QAnon. I mean, I know they're against pedophilia. And it was like, dude, 2 seconds ago you said you know nothing about them, but now you're telling us what you know about them. It's just, the whole thing is just bananas. But whatever it is, but it's the United States of America. This is where we live now, for better or worse. This is
yeah, and the final debate is going to be an actual debate, right?
That is true. Next Thursday night. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So
in the meantime, lines are everywhere. Like, people are lining up. Everyone's lining up to vote. Like, it's really been impressive. I certainly don't recall this early voting, you know, people just lining up. So it's fun.
Well, they're breaking records everywhere. Like, you know, nobody's ever, this many people have never voted this early in any presidential election since then or since whenever or in history. And so it is encouraging. You know, it has been a massive campaign from coast to coast for a while to register to vote and then actually go vote. And when you see people standing, like, I like to think I care about these things. I don't know if I'd actually stand in a line for 11 hours to vote. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. Like, it's like 3 hours in, I'd be like, right. You know what? I live in Mississippi. What difference does it make anyway? You know, Mississippi's going a certain way no matter what.
You would just say, if I told you, GP, for you to vote in this election, there is no way to do it without standing in a line for 4 hours, okay? You would just as soon not be counted as because very clearly your vote is not gonna tip things in Mississippi. Would you wait 4 hours to vote in this election?
If I'm telling you the truth is no. I'm not standing in line for 4 hours. So I admire the people who actually do.
You would if I told you it was an hour. This is your only chance to vote. You get an hour. You would do that.
Yes. But like I'm not standing in. Like I used to say the same thing about clubs. You know, like you'd go to a club and it'd be like, right. You got to stand in line for an hour. I'm like, listen, guys, I've been to some of the best clubs
what
in this country.
What have you stood in line to do?
I mean, I've stood
in your life. Have concerts? Tickets?
Well, like, how about this? When this doesn't even exist anymore, but when I was young, like, concert tickets would go on
Ticketmaster,
sale.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go, like,
whatever, yeah.
I'd be standing in line for 45 minutes.
How about did you ever do the cheap tickets in Broadway? Whatever those half price tickets in Broadway, ever stood in line there?
No. I'm not doing. No, I'm paying for.
You were rich by the time you got to Broadway. You were making CBS salary. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind that.
I
stood in line.
I
won't. If someone tells me that's an hour wait at a restaurant, I almost will never do it. Like almost never. Although my son Ben, who worked, and this is obvious now that he told me, but my son Ben, who worked at Hog and Hominy, I guess everybody knows this, but I didn't know it. He said they always give you a longer wait than it actually is because they want you to be happy. They want you to be like, it was only 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, I'm an idiot. It never just occurred to me that when they say an hour, it doesn't really mean an hour. It probably means 45 minutes.
No, because what they know, this is true. I think any restaurant owner would tell you this. What they know is that if they tell you 30 minutes and it's 35 minutes, you're going to be walking.
Curious.
Yeah,
right.
You'll be walking up there at the 25-minute mark saying, where are we on the list now? But if they tell you, if it's going to be 15 minutes and they tell you 30 and they come get you in 15, you couldn't be happier. It's all about.
No, you're really happy. You're really happy. Now, on the other hand, they don't want to discourage you. They don't want to give you such a long one that discourages. I'm not going to come. You know, I'm not. But I think that's right. I think you tack on 10 minutes is never 10 or 15 minutes is never the difference between discouraging you or not. And it is the difference between whether you're going to be happy or not when you're ultimately called to your restaurant. I don't really. Yeah, I don't wait in line for much. I guess I wait in line to register my car and stuff occasionally. Not anymore. Now I do that online.
Yeah, like I don't mind waiting in line like at a drive-thru because like I'm just sitting there looking at my phone anyway. Like if I were sitting at home, I'd be looking at my phone. So what difference does it make?
But really? See, I don't like – there are some drive-thrus. No, I'll go in – back in the old days when you could go into a drive-thru, if there were six cars, unless it's Chick-fil-A.
They get you through there.
Unless it's Chick-fil-A. I would if there's six cars, there's no way at a Taco Bell that I'm waiting for six cars. Like that could be tomorrow they get to you, you know. So I'm parking and going in. I'm parking and going in. I back in the old days I did that routinely. Starbucks is terrible. Those lines are terrible. Like Starbucks lines are awful.
Yeah, the idea that you sit in line for 20 minutes to get a cup of coffee makes no sense to me. Like I'm just not doing that. It's not that important to me. I will not stand in line at amusement parks. Like, I've said this for a long time.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, you should spend all this money to get the fast passes and stuff. Like, you know, it's your money. You should do, you know, with it what you will. But I personally would not, like, it. To me, the options aren't go with a fast pass or go without a fast pass. The options are go with the fast pass or don't go. It's not fun to stand in a line for 2 hours to ride a ride that takes 2 minutes?
Like, well, the place that I stand in the line most routinely is the, and you don't, again, because you've got it all figured out, but it's airport security. That is where I
fly through.
In the last 10 years, the places where I have stood in line the most, easily, not even close, is airport security.
I have purchased every advantage you can have at the airport. Every advantage. I've got clear, I've got TSA, whatever it's called. I haven't been in so long, I can't even remember what the stuff's called. But, like, at LaGuardia, I walk straight up to a thing, do a thumbprint or do a two-finger print in a machine. A person actually escorts me to the front. Like, like I'm Kim Kardashian. People who don't know what clear is, because they don't have it everywhere, they look right at you like you're important. Like, ooh, this must be somebody important. It's, no, I just paid $65 or $150, whatever it was. But, like, they actually, you walk through a special line. You got to have TSA and clear. But you do the two fingers, boom. Welcome back, Mr. Parrish. Come with me. And they walk you straight to the front of everybody. And you get to cut in front of even the TSA people. And everybody's looking at you one of two ways. Ooh, this jerk, or ooh, that must be somebody important. And it's not. It's just me. I just decided to buy this stuff. It's the best money I've ever spent. I cannot remember the last time it took me more than 5, 6, 7 minutes to get through security. And there are some times, especially in Memphis, where I don't even have to break my stride. I can walk, boom, throw my bag down, walk straight. I don't even have to stop. It's that quick. Oh, I eliminate lines in every aspect of my life. But back to the point about voting, every once in a while you get out, and, you know, used to, we'd be out in Vegas and guys wanted to throw some money together and get a table, and you still got to stand in a line. And I'd be like, listen, and they'd be like, yeah, it's going to be about 45 minutes. I'm like, how much fun are we going to have tonight to stand here for 45 minutes? We're all old. We're all married. Like, is this really going to be fun, standing in line for 45 minutes to do what exactly? I'm against.
To get into a casino?
No, to get into a club inside of a casino.
Oh.
And inevitably, we always do have a good time. but I'm way anti-line. So here's the honest to God truth. Given that I live in Mississippi, where my vote will have no impact on the Electoral College, if you told me it was 4 hours for me to stand in line to vote, I probably would not go. If you told me it was 1 hour, I would do that. I would read my phone for an hour and stand there. But 4 hours, that's just a lot. So I have real admiration for the people who are genuinely spending 11 hours. There's people spending 11 hours, which is just crazy. Why do you got to spend 11 hours in the United States of America to vote? But, like, I admire the people who do, because they are trying to have their vote count in an election that, you know, people have obviously put great expectations on. We'll see how it goes. Again, next debate is next Thursday night. Nick Saban demanded that COVID-19 get out of his body, and now it appears he really might coach tomorrow. He really might have gotten a false positive. How good is it that the entire state of Alabama is now sitting around waiting on Nick Saban's COVID-19 Friday test and Saturday test?
What I don't understand is, I mean, didn't he have two positives? Didn't he have to have the initial positive and then the deep nose positive? Like, it was confirmed with a second test. So does that mean he had two false positives? Because there's no way he could have, it could not be, despite what you just said, he could not have wished it out of his body or cured himself, right? If he had it, there's no way he could not still have it. It doesn't go away that quickly. And so it's either a false positive, and my understanding is, what, they need a – has he gotten just one more negative tomorrow?
Okay.
And then he can.
Here's where we're at right now. I don't believe it was confirmed – his positive test was confirmed.
Wasn't confirmed? Okay.
What, Alabama is one of the schools that is testing every day. Now, the SEC protocol does not require you to test every day, so not every school is. So Alabama is doing its normal SEC testing, whatever that is. And then on the days that aren't required by the SEC, they're doing supplemental testing. And they send their SEC test to an SEC-mandated lab. And they send their supplemental test to a different lab. What we now know that we did not know Wednesday is that Nick Saban's positive test was a supplemental test that was sent to the lab that is not mandated by the SEC. But still, when it comes back positive, you don't have time to go, well, you know, it might be a false positive. Like, once it comes back positive, you got to isolate. So he was required to isolate immediately, which is what he did. But he never had any symptoms. So then he took another test yesterday, and it is it's a PCR test, and that one was sent to the SEC-appointed lab, and that one came back negative. And so now there's real evidence to suggest it might be a false positive because, like you said, it would not be out of his system already. So now what he has to do is have two more negative tests spaced apart by at least 24 hours in advance of tomorrow night's kickoff that are handled by the SEC-appointed lab. And if he gets that, so three in a row, like bowling, it's a turkey. If he gets three in a row and a little turkey flashes on the screen, then his first test will be deemed, labeled, a false positive. And as long as he's asymptomatic, he will then be allowed to coach tomorrow night against Georgia.
Okay, so how can he get two more separated by 24 hours, given that it's Friday and the game's Saturday?
Okay, so he's already presumably taken a test this morning. And then he would take another one, I guess, tomorrow morning. And they would just have to rush the result back and get it back in time for kickoff. So what I'm hoping for is like
he's absolutely gonna coach tomorrow.
It looks like it. It's so great.
He's Nick Saban, man.
What I'm hoping is that we have suspense up until like. And we're now 40, got the clock on
CBS. Oh, you want a helicopter. You want to come in chopper.
Yes.
Chopper to the Saban chopper.
I want it 45 minutes before kickoff, and Adam Zucker's on CBS coming out of break. We have
America's
breaking.
Most Notched Network.
Network of Stars. We're coming out of break, and he says, we have breaking news out of Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban's third COVID-19 test has come back negative. Coach Saban has now boarded a helicopter and is expected to arrive at Bryant-Denny Stadium 11 minutes before Georgia-Alabama kicks off on America's Most Watched Network. That's what I'm hoping for.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That would be magnificent. I do believe that's what – I mean, I guess it has to happen just for drama purposes, right?
In truth, they'll probably know mid-afternoon. But
they already know if he didn't the second one. Do they already know?
I don't believe they already know the second one. I don't think they know the second one yet. I can say this. They certainly have not said that they have two negative tests back yet. They've only said they have one negative test back so far, and he needs two more.
What a world.
What a world we live in. Could you have ever imagined we'd be heading into a college football weekend waiting on a Nick Saban COVID night? No one even knows what this is.
That word came to you. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and Nick Saban won't be allowed to touch in this game unless he tests negative for this disease.
Three times
he has this negative for the disease that has crippled America. And if he does, then he can coach. Otherwise, he cannot. That is 2020. That's going to happen. GP, I would ask you January 1, is that happening?
Million
years.
Let's go back to the week before the NBA shut down, and you asked me if I thought schools were going to be shut down. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe. What if I would have responded instead with, Jeff, not only will schools be shut down, but in mid-October, Alabama and Georgia will be getting ready to play a football game, and the only way Nick Saban will be allowed to coach after testing positive midweek is if he gets three straight negative tests, and he will have two heading into Saturday. And so when College Game Day is on the air, Kirk Herbstreit will be discussing whether or not Nick Saban's third straight negative test will arrive in time for Georgia and Alabama to kick off with Nick Saban on the sideline. You'd have been like, what? What are you talking about? You'd have thought I was making things up.
Yes, it's completely crazy.
Is your dog humping something right now? It sounds like your dog's humping.
What's that? No. So I told you there's some banging going on over here. So one of the funny things is, so I'm doing some house repairs, and
start with the carpet. Get your hardwoods. Get your hardwood. Get rid of that carpet.
I did. It's gone.
Okay. Good.
In the den. That's gone now. So that's already done. So I had in one of my bathrooms there was this hideous pink. It wasn't even a tub, really. It was a miniature tub. It was hard to believe it. But anyway, so The funny thing is that if you drove up to my house any time in the last month, I have a front balcony. And so they're taking apart this one bathroom to get a better bathtub in there and whatever, and they had to take apart the whole bathroom. And so for the last month, there's been a toilet out on my balcony. They took the toilet. It's not a working toilet, but they took the toilet as they were disassembling this bathroom, and they just moved it out onto this balcony that goes across the front of my house. I look like you drive up and there's a, you know, it's like a guy with a refrigerator on his front porch or something.
You can't
do that.
You're the award-winning columnist from the Daily Memphian. You got a toilet on your balcony?
There is a toilet on my balcony, and there has been for a month.
No, you can't do that. That's ridiculous.
Well, now they're here fixing it, and so I think the toilet's going to be moved back inside the house anytime.
Like there was this one time where our microwave exploded. It's probably somebody's fault, but I didn't know where to assign blame. But we had to get a new microwave. So we took the microwave out, and we had to get a new microwave. But like that was more complicated than it should have been because it has to fit in a very specific space. And so after about 2 days of not having a microwave in that space, I was like, where is the broken microwave? And it was like we had put it out with the garbage to take to the street. And I went outside, got it, and put it back in because I couldn't stand having that hole above my oven in the kitchen. I just looked at it every day, and it bothered me. And I was like, let's just have a broken microwave here until the new microwave
arrives.
I couldn't stand looking at something in a way that it's not supposed to be seen.
You would have been disturbed by the toilet.
Oh, we'd have been fighting over that. That would have led to our divorce. and those crazy dogs.
Yeah, they're fantastic dogs, aren't they? I have great dogs. So anyway, yeah, I do believe. By the way, don't you believe like whatever's happening with the election now? If not for COVID-19, Trump would be well ahead.
Yeah, sure, I do believe that. And I still don't rule out that he can win. I mean, I know what all the polls are.
I don't rule it out either. But I'm just saying I actually think Biden would be fighting an uphill battle at this point, but for COVID-19.
I think that's true. Sure. Sure. But, like, people, like, you know, the president should be judged on our response.
Oh, no, he should be judged on how he handled it. Absolutely. Like, what's the biggest crisis of his presidency? COVID-19. Like, it would be like not judging FDR on, yeah, well, but, for, or Herbert Hoover, you know, but for the Depression, you know, Herbert Hoover would have won again, you know, like, yeah, okay, but, you know, I mean, he kind of had a role in that. So, you know, I'm not saying it was unfair. It's just sort of, it is true. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think, listen, like, that guy is still, like, it is actually amazing to me that with all of the stuff that comes with him, that he still has people who defend him every single day. Like I am genuinely surprised by that at this point. Like I can't, it's hard for me to comprehend how you couldn't be embarrassed by him as an American. And yet I just know that there's like 30% of the country that's not. It appears at this point that won't be enough to get him reelected. But like I said, who knows? We'll see.
It's but a lot more than 30%. There's 45% of the country.
You think 45%?
45% of the country. I don't know. What's his approval rating? You know, 45. Yeah, 40. Certainly more than, certainly 40% of the country affirmatively likes Donald Trump. I think that, yeah. I mean, I find it depressing, but I think it's true. I mean, I know lots of Republicans who are conservative and don't like Donald Trump. Like, I think there's a lot of people in that category, too.
Even Republican, you know, senators at this point.
Yeah, pretty much all of them, you know. But yeah, most of them, yeah. But yeah, they like the Supreme Court being the way it is, and they like the taxes, and they like the deregulation, environmental regulations, and they like whatever. Like they like that stuff. And so, but they don't like Trump. I think that's true. But I have lots of conservatives, I think that way. But I do think there's about. It's why if he loses, he's not going away. That 40%. And you know how, like, normally a loser, not a loser, but a president who loses, you kind of get shamed at that point, right? Jimmy Carter resurrected his reputation by being just the world's most decent man, and, you know, by doing incredible good works in the wake of his presidency. But immediately after he lost, he was like kind of mocked, you know, like he was one-term president. He was known for this deal where he went paddling in a canoe and a rabbit attacked the canoe, and he was trying to fend off the rabbit with a paddle, and people were laughing at him. And he was just kind of a laughing stock when he first lost. And the party generally shuns a losing candidate and moves on. But the Republicans are going to be, for good or ill, dealing with Donald Trump, even if he loses, because he's going to still be immensely popular and tweeting among the 40% of America that loves Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Like, I won't be surprised if he starts his own television network.
Yeah. I mean, from jail, but I'm joking.
From federal prison. Lock him up. Hey, you weirdos, make sure to tweet Calkins about that. I didn't say it. You weirdos.
Did you see my brother's tweet, by the way? Did you see that? Like, it was embarrassing. Go to Twitter. Look at my last tweet. Look at my pathetic life compared to his. Tim Calkins. Read his tweet, then read mine.
Today, I'm speaking at a conference in India, teaching at the Kellogg School Global Hub in Evanston, and then teaching in Beijing. Three continents in one day, a first for me. Amazing what is possible in this new world. To be clear, he means like by...
Yeah, by Zoom.
Okay,
by
sure.
Beijing.
I was just trying to do the math on
Beijing,
that.
Beijing, India, and at a Northwestern. Yeah. And me?
Yeah,
what's my life? Yeah. Let me read my tweet.
Yeah, you're just talking to me and hoping your phone stays charged.
Exactly.
Yeah,
It's same as I did before the pandemic. You know, 5 o'clock, maybe talk to Jerry at around 5:15, and if my phone works, that's amazing. Like, the whole world can change. Nick Saban's waiting on a freaking helicopter to bring him the test and whatever else, and still at 5:13. I'll be on it. It'll be a 50-50 proposition whether I'll have good reception talking to GP.
I tell you what. Sounds good today. You sound good today.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Except for the banging.
I forgot about the banging. You know, when there was a time, I don't know, a month or two ago, there was like banging. We were getting some home repairs done ourselves. And there was banging going on. So like when I had to talk on the radio, you know what I would do? Mm. I'd go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'd get away from the banging. Like, I'd go get in my car and drive down the street. Just sit in my car down the street, free of banging.
It adds to the whole theatrics of it.
I guess. Be back in a second.
Hey, Tennessee. Sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports in a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my 50 bucks. We are right around the corner from sports betting in Tennessee. It's almost here. So download the app and get your promo code. Again, it's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. To get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can. And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Another touchdown and another successful play-action pass pattern to sell another home in record time by Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. What people don't realize is that Sheldon's success wasn't luck, and it didn't come overnight. It took years of training and working out with weights to build the boat necessary to help get the sellers through the goalpost, to the closing table, to win the game and sell their home in record time and to make everything they wanted. Yes, that's why people choose Sheldon as their quarterback, because, as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon. Before you bet on a team to win, make sure and call or email the quarterback that's a proven winner and has a strategic marketing program with the play-action Shellbucks option. That can mean the difference in whether you sit on the bench for months and months or sell. Call or email Sheldon at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
To celebrate Robert Irwin Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Attention taxpayers, the October 15th deadline is rapidly approaching. If you are in trouble with the IRS, have years of unfiled returns or back taxes you can't pay, then now is the time to act. Powerful tax relief measures are now in place for anyone facing financial hardship during these unprecedented times. You may be able to reduce what you owe by thousands and end collections. If you are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or property seizures, then you need a trusted company like Community Tax, who's resolved over $800 million for tens of thousands of struggling taxpayers. Top rated by the Better Business Bureau and Consumer Affairs with hundreds of five-star reviews. Community Tax knows how to resolve your tax problem with the most savings possible. And if you're a business owner and haven't done your books, we can also take care of all your back bookkeeping needs. See how much you can save. Call 800-804-7445. 800-804-7445. That's 800-804-7445.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Walgreens makes Medicare easier by saving you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The biggest brands in computers, make sure to look at Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park. Big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers. It's at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. I said Apple. That's because they carry Apple. You don't have to go to the Apple store to get an Apple product. You can get an Apple product at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Give them a call. 360-9679. 360-9679. You talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you need a computer to do. Then they'll find a computer that can do it perfectly. They'll find something that's perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. Now you're saving money at Cooper Systems. You might be homeschooling your children for the first time. Forced into this. like so many other families, by a pandemic. You might have noticed you're printing things out more than ever. You need a new printer, a better printer. Cooper Systems can handle all your printing needs. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. They are in the top of the second, ALCS Game 6 Astros Rays. The Astros have first and second with two outs against Blake Snell. The Rays did not get a hit in the bottom of the first. So still scoreless, 0-0, Astros-Rays. This is Game 6 with Tampa Bay leading the series 3-2. So, closeout situation for the Rays. Astros have to win it to stay alive and force a Game 7. Then later on tonight, 8:08 first pitch Central Time. It'll be on FS1, Dodgers-Braves. It's Dusty May on the hill for L.A. A.J. Minter is pitching for the Braves. Atlanta's got a 3-1 lead, so it is a must-win situation for the Dodgers, a team that had the best record in the major leagues this shortened season and was, as recently as a few days ago, the favorite to win the 2020 World Series. Be back with Dinner to Go. I got a Dateline preview.
A university freshman was about to have her first blind date. Her roommate was making all the arrangements and asked whether she preferred Southern boys or Northern boys. A Midwesterner, she was innocently unaware of such subtle distinctions and asked what the difference was. Her worldly wise roommate answered, "Southern boys are more romantic. They will take you walking in the moonlight and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Northern boys are more active. They like to go places and do exciting things." The girl pondered the contrast and then asked wistfully, "Could you please find me a Southern boy from as far north as possible?" The story suggests our lack of decisiveness. It can't be. Life on Earth is life in the making, involving constant choice. One, does my choice offer meaning beyond today? And two, will what results be good for others as well for myself? I'm Shane Stanford of Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Tracy needed to sell her home out in Cordova, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, so she didn't really want folks coming in and out of the home nonstop. So she called Josh Heisel because she knew that he could market her home virtually. And he did. He found a buyer. In less than 2 days, nobody ever physically visited Tracy's home. That's just the latest success story connected to Josh Heisel. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Savings vary. Prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At CDW, we get that in business, the only certainty is uncertainty.
I agree.
Or do I?
I do, I think.
Well, an APC micro data center solution implemented by the experts at CDW provides certainty that your infrastructure will deliver the performance and support your business needs. So you're ready for anything.
I'm somewhat, maybe reasonably confident. That sounds great.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/APC.
I will. Probably.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice.
That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Big, big, big news. The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11. And $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fix. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws. One on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fix Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. We have a problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nothing says autumn like home cooking. And now, Hormel marinated pork loin tenderloins or fillets are buy one, get one free with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experience the real taste of Italy with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to the Crazy Italians restaurant. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, as long as it's available. Bennett, hand to heart, true story. Had to make a stop yesterday. I walked in, go straight to the vodka section. I know where it's at. Big gap on the shelf. Like something's supposed to be there, but it's not.
Yep.
You know what was supposed to be there?
That New Amsterdam.
Blue label bottle.
Yep.
Wasn't there. I had to compromise. I had to go lemon. I got lemon flavored New Amsterdam vodka.
That was a lemon.
Tastes like lemons. Good.
Yeah, good.
I like lemons, you know?
I like lemons too.
I like things. I like lemonade.
Yep.
So it worked out. It's just, Good. It's not what I normally get. The point is, demand is so high, couldn't keep it on the shelf. They got an 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. They got 100-proof vodka. They got flavored vodkas like lemon, and they got a gluten-free vodka as well. So if you want a gluten-free vodka, that's the vodka for you. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in the liquor store, ask for it if you want it. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the big news is that there's a chance. Might even be a good chance. Nick Saban's going to be coaching the Alabama Crimson Tide tomorrow night inside Bryant-Denny Stadium when Georgia comes to town. And that's because Nick Saban has now tested negative for COVID-19 after on Wednesday testing positive for COVID-19. He is asymptomatic, so there's some real thought in Tuscaloosa that the Wednesday test was a false positive. If his Friday test comes back negative and his Saturday test comes back negative, in advance of kickoff tomorrow night on America's Most Watched Network, Nick Saban will be allowed to coach the Crimson Tide because his initial positive test would then be labeled a false positive. So we'll go to bed tonight with some uncertainty surrounding Alabama, Georgia, and I suppose we'll get an answer some point tomorrow.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 5, NLCS, Dodger Braves, Globe Life Field, Arlington, Texas. Braves lead the series 3-1 after Clayton Kershaw fell apart in the sixth inning last night. So this is a close-out game for Atlanta. Dusty May, like I told you, is pitching for the Dodgers tonight. A.J. Minter is pitching for Atlanta. So the Dodgers are minus 180 on the money line. The total is 9. First pitch scheduled for 8:08, and you can watch it on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 1 hour edition. It's on at 9 o'clock.
All right. Let's do it.
You can tell during the pandemic we're having to get a lot of these 1 hours.
Yeah, for sure.
We were committed to 2 hours. Yep. I think we ran out of the 2 hours, and now they're just trying to get things done in the middle of a pandemic.
That's fine.
1 hour, jam packed, all your mystery into 1 hour. 1 hour Dateline. I wrote a preview.
Okay.
I write these myself.
Yep.
Helene Przinski moved to Colorado in Denver, 1989. She was going to be an intern at KHOW Radio in Denver. She was going to pursue a career in journalism. Her plan was to ride the bus back and forth to work each day and then walk a few blocks home to relatives each evening. But on a cold night in January 1980, Helene never made it home. The following day, her body was found. An investigation showed she'd been kidnapped, raped, and stabbed. But no arrest was ever made. For more than 37 years. That changed, though, in 2017, nearly 4 decades later. DNA collected from the crime scene, it matched the DNA of a man living in Florida who was suddenly in the national database. Had investigators finally found Helene's killer? Or was this just another false lead and the latest disappointment for Helene's heartbroken family? That's tonight on Dateline.
Got a little radio connection. I like that.
Yeah, she was trying to work at WMFS, 92.9 FM ESPN someday.
Yeah.
We lost her. We lost her too young.
I don't think we have Keith. I just don't. For some reason, just a gut.
Yeah, Josh Mankiewicz.
Yeah,
reports.
I figured we weren't going to get Keith.
Yeah, Josh Mankiewicz is reporting this one.
So, I mean, if you were just asking me, I would probably say that she was walking home and maybe like someone, you know, abducted her, like some...
It really is just a random crime.
Just random,
It's a random crime.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wild how by the way, like her relative, like her cousin or whatever, was sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fast forward to 2020, if Helene wasn't at home, you'd be tweeting, like, where is Helene? We haven't seen Helene.
Right.
You'd jump on Facebook and be like, has anybody seen Helene?
Can't do that in the 80s.
She was just writing in her journal, but she actually had the journal in court all these years later, and it was like 904 entry. Helene was supposed to be here 2 hours ago. We haven't heard from her. This isn't like her. 11, you know, blah, blah, blah. All
yeah.
So, like, she had the journal all these years later. All right, so here's what happened.
Okay.
It's just this random guy abducted her to rape her, took her to a field,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to rape her, and she was being nice, trying to stay alive. Like, she was following his orders and whatever. And he told her at one point, you know, I'm not going to kill you. And then he killed her. He just killed her, and he left her there in the field. They never had any real lead on this case forever, although there was DNA at the scene that did not match her. So there was somebody's DNA there, but they didn't know whose it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2017, it just shows up in the database. If this guy never gets in trouble for something else all these years later, his DNA never shows up in the database.
So he did it? Do we know?
So they went to Florida.
Yeah.
Because it's just like they started running the DNA through the database,
right,
and
right.
then it just, boom, it popped up a match. This guy in Florida. So they go to Florida. They scope out his house. They find an empty beer can. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
Run the DNA on the beer can.
Boom.
Matches.
And it was that.
They arrested him. He admitted to everything. He said, I have forever felt remorse over it. He went on to live a whole totally different life in Florida,
Holy
had a daughter.
Crap.
He said, once I had a daughter, I felt bad for what I did. And if it will help this woman, he didn't know who she was, this woman's family have peace to know that, yes, I am the person who did that to her, then I want to just tell the story of what happened.
Wow.
And so he told the story exactly what happened, and now he's serving a life sentence. So when I say, you know, he took her to a field and he told her this, it's because he told the investigator, like, this is what happened, this is how it went down. I promised her I would not kill her, and so she was not hostile with me, and then I killed her anyway. Just like, what in the world? Just a total random act of violence, and they found the guy all these years later based on nothing but DNA. Anyway, that's Dateline tonight, 9 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we do this thing at CBS Sports called Dribble Handoff, which is maybe not the best name in the world. I don't know. I didn't come up with it. But basically, it's me, Matt Norlander, Kyle Boone, David Cobb, and we come up with a topic. Usually David comes up with it. And we say, okay, yeah, that's good. Let's do that. And it's all like, you know, hey, here's a question. Let's all answer it. Write 200, 250 words. Today's question, if the Wichita State fires Greg Marshall, who should they try to hire? And my submission was John Beilein.
Okay, yeah. Coming off the NBA that didn't work out, yeah.
And I would try to hire him right now. Like, I would fire Greg Marshall. If you're going to fire him next week. Try to hire him right now. Because, A, you expedite your rebuild. You can throw $3 million at him. Like, you can spend like anybody else can spend. And then you don't have to wait for the competition.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.